Ready.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
You're an amateur, bro. You still on the baby level. You ain't graduated yet. You still in school.
You don't do none of the stuff.
When I seen the niggas with the leaf blower,
yo. Seriously though,
seen niaggas with the leaf blower, and they put the shit with the foil at the top, nigga. That's lit that shit with a torch, and it was like a whole ounce just lit.
No, seriously,
and it is light.
That's crazy. And then we just blowing smoke everywhere. So, you know, the whole area is lit.
Everything, bro. The whole area lit. You ain't even got to smoke, bro. Just come in here.
Contact
that
immediately.
That shit is lit.
Can't breathe.
Hey, guys. I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
This is the Straight Dope Show. I hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. Today is my birthday, because this comes out on my birthday, which is tomorrow. Hey, nigga, you asked last time about my birthday, so I was like, hey, this nigga knows what my birthday is. So
I don't, though.
But you was close.
It's been 10 years.
You was so close, bro. Like, you was, like, right there. Like, if you didn't say nothing right now or react how you did, I would have never known you didn't know.
We do this every year. Yeah. We've gotten this moment on tape before.
Absolutely. Yeah, but see, like, but you was early, and I told you that I was good. So, but
you
like,
didn't even say one day. I was like, nah, it ain't yet.
I was going to wait till after.
You the most non-caring motherfucker ever,
I really
bro.
Don't, though.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. At least you're not one of those, it's my birthday month. You know, we do it big on my birthday.
Hey, nah, when I do it big, I do my shit big away from motherfuckers.
You do.
Like, I just disappear and they come back like, yo, you want to hear this fly shit I did?
I just did this stuff. I went to blah, blah, blah.
I was just out here kicking it. You know what I mean? It's like, nigga, you ain't going to tell them? What'd you go out there for? Nigga, for my birthday. It was your birthday. Oh, yeah, my bad. You know, that's good. It's just nothing.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Closer to 40, you know what I mean?
Another closer, year. So you're not there yet?
No, fuck you. Fuck you. That, man. Man, that hurt, bro.
Why does it hurt? Why does it
Do
hurt?
Do I look 40, nigga? Shut up. Like, I don't even... The fact that you didn't immediately say, nah, you don't. This nigga said, okay. Let me look at you. Let me look, nigga. Like, the same way that niggas don't card me no more, bro. I just go up there with the hoodie and shit on.
I got carded yesterday, and I was like, really?
If it's an A and P, they always got a card.
He did say, it's yeah, I got a card.
It's an A and P, and they always got a card. They card everybody. But, nigga, when you go to the 7-Eleven, and they card you, it's different. They know, bro, because they see kids all day long. They know exactly how old you
still look young, bro, for real. Get the fuck out of here with that. I know I done crossed the 21.
Right, I mean, right. I gotta look older than that. And then when you see kids that are that age, you're like, I'm way bigger than this nigga.
I'm way older than this nigga. Don't play with me. Bruh said, yeah, you look young. I'm like, fuck you.
Like, that's a compliment sometimes. And sometimes it's like,
sometimes
this is
it's like, nah, you making it seem like I'm a child.
Like, nigga, am I buying these for the whole team?
You don't look 40. But you do look like you in your mid-30s now. You know what I mean? Like, you did. I wouldn't have said that.
That's
before.
Cool. I'm fine with that. Ain't nothing wrong with mid-30s, bro.
Just stay in the mid-30s pocket for the next 15 years.
Stay right there. Bro, there's some actresses that do that shit.
They stay in the mid-30s pocket
there's this
for
one
15, 20 years.
There's this one chick, bro. She like Italian, I think. She got black hair, and when you see her, you know who she is. You might not know her name, but you know who she is.
Did it work?
Yeah, dude. She been in shit my whole life, nigga. Since the 80s, we watched some shit. You might not get the visual vapor, but it's vapors. You could taste that shit. But what's it called? She been in my movies my whole life. We watched some shit from like 89. Wow. And she was in there, and I'm like, bro, that's she the same, look the same right now, nigga, 35 years later.
So for me, is when I went back and saw Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. All those movies that she was in, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, she was fly.
But like, for a long period
of time. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, know that. The whole 70s, like, nigga, the 60s, 70s.
Didn't know that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You had to stumble across it.
She grew into what she is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, whoa.
Absolutely. What are we talking about? It's all sports today.
Let's get back on the board. We didn't do this last time at all.
Yeah, we did.
Nah, but we weren't on topic for like a whole episode. And then we got on topic.
Hey, that means we're really good at what we do. We can keep it going. Without.
We can definitely keep it going. But that's more like radio shit.
Yeah. Hey, we just trying to fill in space.
They got to know when to stop at some point. See, who do we talk about first? In fact, since you old and you LeBron's age, he's in year 21.
Nigga, like, I don't even know what to do right now. Like, I feel so.
Hey, the last time you was talking shit about me, I'm going to get some off.
Like, this nigga just took bold shots. Like, look, old nigga, this nigga as old as you. How you feel about him still being in the league? I love
21
it.
Years. No, but seriously, though. Like, when you really think about it, it's like, would your knees be able to take what he be doing out there?
Hell, my knees couldn't take what he was doing, nigga, at 19. The fuck? I could never jump that high and come down.
I'm telling you. For me, as a 30-year-old, trying to get my shit back. Nah, hell right. Nah. My knees be fucked up all the time.
You be out there looking like Draymond.
If I was playing 30 minutes a night, it'd probably be worse. It would be one of those, like, not like how Iguodala was, where he came back for a couple of nights and it was like he was gone for 6 months.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You gone the whole season.
That's
dog.
Real old nigga right there. That's real old.
He tried. That nigga dunked once, fucked his hand up. Like, I don't even know why I was trying to do that.
All you should have did was lay it up.
That's where we at right now. Fuck my back up. Ain't been able to use my back for the last 3 weeks.
So yeah, LeBron at, I think we did same age. 39. I think 39. Yeah. And yeah, 39, still in the league, still putting up 25 a night. Still controlling the team. Nigga running.
They don't
it.
Do well without you. That's the control he has over the team.
Nigga, because they need the guidance. they need that old nigga. They need the OG out there. Show them what to do. It's they don't weird, know what though. To do.
Because he's honestly too old to be the
centerpiece
of a Laker team. Especially one that was groomed to have a second star take over. And not only that, when they joined together, he was probably ready then. Like you don't need any more experience than you've already had in the league to be the number one.
I'm going to tell you about your boy. Right?
How long have they been together? Like 4 years,
five,
right?
6 years, 5 years, something like that. Because he's been there the whole time. LeBron been there, right?
No.
Or it was a year,
year
before.
After.
Okay, so 5 years? I think LeBron been there six. But I don't agree with Anthony Davis being over to being able to take over the responsibilities that LeBron has on the team. I don't think anybody but a Chris Paul could take over the responsibilities that LeBron has on the team because they don't like it's a basketball Rajon Rondo basketball IQ thing where nigga. Get you at go over there when I throw
on
you
the floor
ball.
General. Like you know the badge on the 2K
exactly.
Badge. I get everybody in place. I get their good shots off. I know what I'm doing.
I know where their spots are. I know how to get the attention from them and give them open looks.
Yeah.
If you can't, I'm not saying Anthony Davis can't do that. Period. Anthony Davis, as he is a stat monster. Cool, but that don't mean shit when you don't show up in the fourth. That don't mean shit when a nigga can get this game-winning shot on you. That don't mean shit when niggas know that they can attack you. Fuck the team. Fuck
and
having
just that. I can attack you and put you out the game.
See?
And it ain't even off fouls or like
no mentally,
like,
nigga. Like I can make
I can
you
just
quit.
Take you out.
I can make you quit. So yeah, you're not. There's no way somebody like that could be
a leader
LeBron.
Of a team.
Hell nah.
Just
right?
In general.
There's no way I can't. There's nobody should be able to make you quit. Period. Especially at what you do great.
I want to just add that that's a bar. You know?
Nigga, the only person, like, bro, I'm, like, me personally, I'm a quitter. I ain't gonna front. I quit on some shit. I say, this ain't for me, I'm out. Real quick. Me? Right?
I'm a quitter.
I'm not gonna front, though.
I sit back on my shit.
I'm not gonna front, though, but I also know, like, if I signed up for some shit, I'm not gonna quit it when it get hard. You see what I'm saying? It's like, no, bro, I'll look at the whole situation before we even start and be like, nah, I'm good. It's not for me.
I don't think this isn't for me.
Right? Nah. But if I think it's for me, then, nigga, nothing you can do is going to make me quit. Nothing. I'm out here, nigga. I'm doing my 110%. I'm pushing myself to be the best at what I can do because I said I could do this.
Yeah, 80 ain't that. Nah, nigga. You can give about 80-85%, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Get your checks.
I ain't mad. Morgan Wiggins is giving us right now.
Whoa.
We'll get into him
later. This nigga got vitriol for Wiggins.
Hey, man, I'm just proud of LeBron for giving his all, you know, for 21 years. Always absolutely going to bat for his players. Never just quitting on his team.
Hey, I shout out LeBron because he liked to put people in the worst position. Bruh, you LeBron, get the foul call, dog. Do what LeBron's supposed to do.
That nigga say.
Hey,
take that shot, son.
To be fair,
I believed in him. No, I knew he could do it.
To be fair, it's like the shot be open, right?
Wide open.
The shot be open. So it's
I
like.
I know it's going to be wide open because they own me.
And they said I believed in him. So you believe in him more than you do your own free throw shooting.
You could go that route.
I'm not shy. I'm not taking shots. I'm just saying. Because it's like
you could go that route, but I think he plays the like. I'm like anti Jordan, or like
he's money
alternate
ball.
Jordan.
He Moneyball.
Where no. Where it's like Jordan would have been like, it's fuck on everybody. It's on me. Uh-huh. I got this. Y'all just do what y'all got to do. LeBron is like, fuck that. I'm already doing everything. Y'all niggas better be in position.
Do your shit.
When I give the ball, better pull through. It's just same energy. It's just alternate. You know.
Well, see, I was saying Moneyball because it's the it's always the best statistical decision, right? Them players, they not the best at they position, but they do certain things at high caliber.
This is, yeah.
So it's like, nigga, you're not that good, but in this one instance, nigga, this is what you should do.
It's always the corner shot, and everybody be like, oh, it's the easiest. You would have taken the layup or whatever floater that you could have had, and it's like, my nigga, it was wide open in the corner.
That's the everybody love that shot.
It's we practice that one for every nigga that can't shoot.
So that's a fact.
It's that wide is open every time because they gonna double me.
So if they knock it down, bruh, it's the best play every time. It's just the problem is, question me on these niggas don't be knocking it down.
21 years. Got a championship off this play.
Fact.
It's the truth, though. Leave that man alone.
Mm-hmm.
21 years.
That's a lot.
And it ain't just like, oh, I was top 10. I was top 15 or
no,
some
I've been
shit.
The best.
Or bro.
I've been 1-2.
Nigga, most MVP conversations my whole career.
Here's the question is, who has ever been actually better? Fuck the MVP award. Fuck that.
Better all Who's, around?
Eye test. Who has been better than LeBron once over the 21 years?
Steph in 2015 and 2016.
Okay.
And then the next year... And then everything else is more like
exactly because I wasn't gonna deny stuff.
You got to get to right? the point where like LeBron's really old and then Jokic is like killing it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's my point because I'm like, of course I'm gonna give you Steph whenever that year he went nuclear. All right, bro, that's cool. But but for the other 20 years, bro. Who else been challenging him? Because y'all niggas threw Kevin Durant in my face early.
See, Kevin Durant was the thing where it was like...
Y'all said Anthony Davis, too.
Okay, look, we're not going to...
So... No, look, I'm going to start yelling out names that niggas said, bro. I'm going to start yelling out names that niggas said.
I hella hurt.
Blake Griffin. Maybe not. But niggas was talking that shit.
AD was definitely in there, though. He should be MVP worthy. He just never lived up to that.
I'm trying to think who else was up there. It was KD. It was AD. It's a lot of niggas with D's in their name.
Kawhi, Russ.
Yep.
James Harden.
Yep.
CP3 sometimes.
Bro, the only person, only mainly maybe because I'm really just a fan, but the only person I think that might have got close and never got the love because he don't have that relationship. He like Barry Bonds in the NBA. That nigga Russ, bro. Like, because I feel
he
like...
He got it, though.
Huh?
He got it, though.
Nigga. No, because every year that he was amazing, every year that this nigga was off the charts amazing, right? I'm not saying he was better than LeBron. I'm just saying the years that he was that nigga, triple doubles averaged for like three seasons in a row. Y'all called this nigga a stat pattern.
He was, though.
Nigga, he a basketball player. The fuck? That's his job.
I remember those days.
That's his job, nigga. That's his job.
I don't remember those days.
I don't give a fuck.
It literally had to get to the point where we were like, yeah.
But it's
so ridiculous. He's putting out so much effort. I think we have to give him the MVP.
But
that wasn't, that it was no conversation beyond that. It was nothing about his basketball skills.
Well, not, but,
and, it was nothing about his intangibles for his team winning. That, it was nothing about what they're going to do this year.
But that's kind of the point that I have in. He was that guy. Right? And all of the things that you put on niggas, and it's like, bruh, he's the only dude coming out here, night in, night out, actually trying.
Hella hard.
Every game.
Really, really
hard. Everywhere he go to play at, he show up. It don't matter if he in Minnesota, his home games is in Oklahoma, if he in Sacramento or Portland, it don't fucking matter. He gonna show up and ball out. Nobody
I
else
feel
was doing
bad
that.
Because I was one of those Russ haters.
Yeah.
But it was mainly because they compared him to Steph. And it was just ridiculous to me. It was, you know, oh, he's better than him. And it's like, how? In what ways? And then when people would give you their long list of shit, it's like, I got to break this down. I can't sit here and stand for this.
I don't have 100 ways he's better than Steph. I'm saying my nigga showed up to ball out every night.
And I can give him that. Like, I can give him that.
Like, that's it. He showed
give
up
me
and
that
tried.
He runs really fast and jumps really high. I'll give you that, too.
He wanted to win. He was trying to win, bro. He trying to win basketball games. My nigga's a basketball player playing basketball.
I just remember those days like it was nothing. You know, it was really a Russ versus, you know, Steph conversation for a long time. Even when he was winning MVPs, it was still a Russ Steph conversation. And it was like, are you niggas serious? And then you look back on it now and it's like, that was kind of a joke. It's kind of a joke. No, it's not.
This
is like comparing Paul George to LeBron James. It's not
that's
really.
No. Nope.
Yes, it is. Yes, the fuck it is. That's why they all on the same team right now. And these niggas rung that ring up as mediocre great niggas.
Damn. Bro, all the niggas teamed up. They did the fucking. They did the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Like,
exactly.
You niggas was cool.
But they don't even have a heart that them niggas had. They ain't even got that. Nah, they ain't champions, bro. That team that Toronto that Kawhi was on,
uh-huh.
That was a championship team before he got on it. And the year that they were a championship, it was just like KD joining our team.
Nah, bro,
you were the winning ticket.
He added that little
you
piece.
You were that extra little piece.
He got that shot
to get
in because they were struggling with Philly. And he made that one shot to kick Philly out. That's all he needed from
us. That's all we needed, bro. We won that year. We ain't going to never win again. You ain't going to never win again. And that was enough.
That nigga said mediocre great niggas. That's rough. That's rough, bro. How are you a mid-tier great? What?
Because after so long, we can really look at their careers and be like, yeah, you were great at one point, maybe a year, but all of them other years, you didn't stack up to who we thought you would be. That has to be Kawhi. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you don't even show up to games most of the time.
To be fair, though.
Let me get these off. That gotta be PG-13. We came up with names to just shit on how fucking weak you become in the playoffs.
Oh, that nigga Casper.
Oh. They clown Russ in every way possible to the point where we had to be like, yeah, this is getting ridiculous. He's been great for too long for y'all to be shitting on him like that. So I don't even need to go into Russ.
He's been really good.
James Harden is on our board again today.
By himself. Just his name. It's just James Harden.
Because we need to get these off about how fucking trash he is. How are you a team killer everywhere you go? immediately though. It's like worse than cancer. This like...
That nigga said it's this worse. Nigga's that nigga's a hot bullet.
He's something. He don't take time to infect you. It's just dead as soon as he comes, bro.
He's the mist or whatever that shit was. As soon as niggas breathe, it's a wrap.
Oh, gone,
bro. James Harden, bro. That's rough.
It's rough, ain't it? But it's real. It follows him. Fucking parasite, dog.
Dad, but I would feel like I can't even say anything because it's like, bro, how are you? Do niggas just quit when you come around?
I think so, yeah.
They just like, oh, this nigga's here and throw their hands up?
It's fucked up because they keep using that picture of, what's his name? Terrence Mann, where he like sitting down, he like this.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you see him and he just look up. And it's just like how you catch the steel shot and they just keep using it. This is how niggas feel when he knew exactly at this moment.
What was fucked up was because dude, like, he responded to the picture like, we had already met him.
Bro, this was just, I don't need to go through this.
This was literally just the first time he seen Russ. So it was like, all right, bro.
It was a moment for y'all. That wasn't a moment for us. Plus, on top of that, I know this nigga already. It's not like we don't know each other.
We've been cool, bro. It's okay. Nah, but I feel like his, as far as his basketball game go, he is, you remember that Boondocks when young Reezy was trying to play basketball? I feel like that's him. And I don't mean no disrespect. It's just like, you think you extra fly. So you trying to do your extra fly shit. And it ain't working. And then you got other niggas that kind of like need to be in the flow of things. They need the ball to be moving around. Because if they not, they check out, bro. They're doing other shit.
They watching you. They literally, it's same thing as JP, but he's 23 years old. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm getting my shit off. I'm cooking. And then you look over and dude is over there like this. I'm wide open.
Bro, I've been over there.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But if you make the shot, I can't really say nothing. You know?
I'm still say so.
Like, James Harden is having them issues where he ain't making the shots like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he airballed yesterday. They said that nigga wiped his shoes off for an airball. That's savage.
I told you. I told you that nigga young Reezy, bro. Didn't I tell you? I didn't even know he airballed. I told you that's what he...
I ain't never seen that. Somebody wiped their shoes. All right, here we go.
Huh. He didn't have the legs under it. He didn't have enough.
Didn't have my legs under it, yeah. Right. Right, you need them pump-up shoes next time. That's what you need.
You know what you need to do? Pass the ball, nigga. That's what you need to do. Okay? Like, we're not worried about you shooting. Pass the ball. We should find you every time you shoot. Like, you know that kangaroo court? They got the box in the locker room. Every time this nigga shoot, bruh, a dumbass shot, putting him in the box, nigga. 100,000, nigga.
I ain't mad at it.
Taxing that nigga from team party.
I'm just looking at that team, and I'm saying, what the fuck were y'all thinking? And then it's not even bad if you just take James Harden back off the team. So it's like, why did y'all make that fucking move? That was so stupid. It was so stupid. You had something going. You had with the PG, Russ, and Kawhi.
With the other medium
that was
great.
Like, medium greatness. We may come back.
Middle playoff run.
We could do it. That could have been Russ's, you know, like, mm-hmm. path to a championship.
Mm-hmm.
If you could believe that. So,
I mean,
you know, it would have worked out better than this. You add James Harden to that shit, and it's like, you know, you putting steroids into a muscle that's ready to burst. It's like, this shit ain't going to do much better.
Well, it's not.
You fuck it up now.
When does the Clippers Stadium open?
The new one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably a couple years.
I think that's
unless they're on some like mass building project.
I think they are.
Are we doing like this in a year?
It might be. Well, because it had been... The ground broke like 2 years ago. The ground,
I didn't know that.
Ground broke when they was started when they finished the Rams shit. Right? And the Rams did the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So I think it's next year.
Okay.
That so makes more sense. This move, I think it's more about...
Getting names over there?
opening the stadium with star power.
Yeah, and I think they fucked up because they added one too many. Literally. You helped the 76ers just quell their issues. Because you took on their problem.
It's all a fucking Ponzi scheme anyway. We Joel Embiid
and MVP. They made it look good.
Hey, hold on. Joel Embiid an MVP. We can't let him go out like that.
This team got to be better than this.
We can't let him go out like
and
that.
And we ain't got many other stars.
Collectively. Nigga, we can't let him go out like that.
We got to sell these games on TV. We got to get this nigga off the team.
Bro, that's what it looked like to me.
We can sell them on being on TV if we put them all together.
Yeah, on the Clippers?
Yeah, I think that has to be why that happened like that.
Yeah, because it don't make no other sense no other way. Because you were right. They had something going with the team that they had.
It could have been.
I mean, we don't know what it could have been, but it looked better than it do right now.
Much, much better. And it made more sense.
The immediate change in both teams where, hey, it looked like they building something with the Clippers. It looked like Philly going to the hellhole. And then
you give up James Harden, and it's like, Philly's getting it together. Looks like they about to be a great team. One guy and his lackey and his donkey. One man and his donkey.
That's all it take, bro. No one man should have all that power, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
He do, bro. He got a finger on the league where it's like, I can fuck up your team.
Hey, well, you know what?
If you want to rebuild.
It might be a... It might be a cool nigga thing.
But no, I think he gives teams a reason to want to rebuild.
Stupid. Nah, as I'm thinking about it, I think the way his effect on the people around him, James Harden been in the league for a minute and his star status elevated ridiculously at one point, right? Where the beard was everywhere. And we see this nigga at fashion weeks and shit. So I feel like when he come around...
It's to the point where if he didn't have his beard on, you'd be like,
who is that?
Who is that?
Okay. Right. But I feel like because of that, when he comes around, his effect on the locker room is like, all right, nigga, we eating steak and lobster tonight. All right, nigga, fuck that. We about to do this tonight. You know what I mean? And they like, well, nigga, you paying for it. Whatever, nigga.
So he's Gilbert Arenas.
I would think. Yeah. He's just like he's maybe not as clownish.
Yeah, but the same energy though.
Yeah.
For the team.
Yeah.
We're about to go out and do fuck shit tonight.
We having fun, bro. We NBA players. We gonna live our NBA lifestyle.
And we all grew up here. We in LA again. Nigga.
I'm back home with the niggas and shit, man.
Shit. And
yeah.
We out here.
Exactly.
Anyway, so yeah. I definitely believe that happened to the Clippers recently.
That's what it looked like, bro. Well, I mean, I feel like they'll get it together. They old niggas. They like to party. And then eventually, they'll be like, you know what?
They're going to get it together.
Yeah, they
going to put money on that?
Pesos, nigga. Cougarans, nigga. What you talking about? Swiss francs, nigga. What you mean?
Nigga, Swiss francs.
But American dollars? No.
No.
I'll give you some in-game currency, nigga. What they got? Some VC. I'll bet you some VC in 2K, nigga.
I'll play that shit.
Some gold bars in Red Dead Redemption, nigga. I bet you some of that, but money?
Real money. I ain't with the real money. That's not a bet I'm worth taking. No. Honestly, we could get off James Harden because we could just go to the team that improved when he got off the team. You know, when they removed the cancer, how much better did they
team
get?
Full of suckers.
How much did they heal?
Team full of suckers.
Is that the 76ers or is that the Clippers?
76ers.
Because I would have said that was the Clippers. Team full of suckers.
Any
they definitely not sucker free.
I agree. But I call the...
And where the blood at, bro?
Nigga, keep hitting. Nigga, hit that. I call the Sixers a team full of suckers because they best player, they MVP player, only plays up to the caliber of the other nigga that's good on the team. So whatever that other dude is on, whatever hype he on,
yo, you don't like Joel Embiid at all.
Dude. No, zero, nigga. There's nothing to like about him.
But it feels like
hate.
No, no, no. Remember when you didn't like Giannis?
It's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
But you had a lot of non-basketball agreeable moments with Giannis. I don't fuck with him all the time. This feels very different.
It's different because Joel is trash, bro.
But it ain't his skills as a basketball player. It's him as a basketball player.
It's kind of both.
Him as a person? It's his skills.
It's kind of both.
You don't like his skill.
I'm not saying he doesn't have skills. I never said he doesn't have skills. I don't like that he doesn't use his skills because I've seen him do it. And it's like, nah, bro, he wants to do what everybody else does. He wants to do what they do. Oh, James Harden doing step backs? I'm going to do step backs. Like, bro, you 7 foot whatever the fuck.
I think one or two.
You ain't, nigga, get by the rim, mid-range, nigga, a step or two you at the basket, easy buckets, nigga, rebounds, block shots, do your fucking job. Instead, you hanging out at the three-point line. Looking for the foul on the flop. Yeah. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm supposed to like that? Nigga, I'm supposed to be like, oh yeah, nah, that's cool. He an MVP caliber. No, he not, nigga. Especially when you see the change in this fucking game when his teammates change. Nigga, James Harden there, he was drawing fouls and whining and shit, quitting in the playoffs. Fucking James Harden leave. Oh, he's one of the best centers in the NBA. Look at him trying hard. Because the Maxie, whatever the little bruh name is, he out there trying hard. Off. Fuck out of here, bruh.
Hey, so. Whoa, Nick, see, that's what makes you sound old right there. We gotta get that shit figured out, because
that shit don't sound good. You young until you.
On the mic, bro.
It's old nigga problems, nigga. What was you saying?
I know it's about Joel Embiid. We gotta figure him out though. We gotta do something. I don't know where I was going with what I was gonna say.
I mean, my point on him is he doesn't play up to his potential, and he only plays to the level of the alpha nigga on the team.
I agree with you on that. And that's where I would have my biggest criticism of. And I don't think he's going to go very far. After last year, saying he should be the MVP, and you show out in the playoffs and basically quit on your team, and then go to the press conference and, you know.
And say what you don't have. You the MVP, dog.
And then you did this before. This wasn't the first time. So if it was the first time, it would have been like, I don't like that. I don't see him doing that again. We'll see how they bounce back this year. I don't feel that way, mainly because I saw you do that before. Bro, I've seen you quit on your players before.
You're the MVP. You're supposed to be the one nigga that's like, you know what? We didn't do it. I didn't do enough. Even if you think you blood, sweat, and tears on the court, my nigga, you the top dog, right? You the alpha on the team. You take the burden. That's what comes with it. If that's not you, I don't want to hear about how good you are. I don't want to hear about you being dominant or this other dumb shit, because you're not. Nigga, because a nigga can take you out the game like they do AD. If somebody can do that, bro, you're not the most valuable.
It's mentally
tough. You know who you can't do that to?
Are you?
Jokic, nigga.
Yeah, no, you can't. And looking back on that shit, it's very irritating, because you have the skills to be as good as this dude, but you keep proving us wrong by being mentally weak, like you said. Quitting on your team and throwing them under the bus is not the shit.
Bro, you don't do that. You don't do that as the MVP. And you don't do that as the superstar on the team.
Ever. And now that Maxie is doing really well right now, that's great, fine, and dandy. But as soon as you encounter some problems, as soon as you go up.
He gonna throw him under the bus.
Exactly. And that dude ain't ready for it yet, because this is his first year doing well. I need you to back me up as a superstar on the team.
He ain't gonna do that.
And we're prejudging this shit, and we feel like we're very accurate.
Bro, he gonna pass the buck. He gonna pass the buck immediately, bro, because we already know how it goes.
He's not accountable.
Regular season is the regular season, right? As good as they plan, they should make it into the playoffs.
Is this accountability? Because when you look at James, it's about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Joel, it's about accountability.
Uh-huh.
Is that the running theme?
It might be.
With these players?
I mean,
you can also say the same with that team, the Clipper team. with those players. Oh, no, they're all too good to have never gotten, you know, anything done.
But I don't. But see, I don't think. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think accountability is the main issue.
Not the right word then.
For all of them. Right? Accountability is an issue for Joel, because we'll see if he throws another nigga under the bus. Right? You can say accountability is the issue for James Harden, because anytime something doesn't go his way, he want to run away. Right? But I wouldn't say it for the other three. I feel like the other three are just trying to figure out where they are in their career at this point. Every last one of them had been that dude on their team.
I think I'm just tougher on them because when it comes to taking accountability, it's why isn't your team getting to that next step? And I don't feel like any of those players ever decided, I'm the reason, and I need to work on whatever part of my game to put us over the hump.
But I think,
and Jokic did. Well, he looked at himself and said, this is how I can get my team to the next point.
But I think that those are conversations that you have with management and ownership and other people, like, trying to build the team up. And if we relying on you to figure it out on your own, we go as far as you can take yourself. Right. And if nobody's telling you, hey, bruh, this is what we need from you. If they just say, nah, you're a superstar, and they just kissing your ass the whole way, you end up where the Clippers are. Because all three of them, like I was saying, they've been that dude. They've proven their basketball skills. But who's really trying to whoever tried to refine them and be like, hey, bro, you really great at this and this, but I need this from you.
I'm actually thinking because it feels like.
Because I feel like when they did it to Kawhi, he quit.
There's that. And then when James Harden had, what's his name? The Suns coach, Mike D'Antoni.
Uh-huh.
He is like, he was like, I don't know if you like Lord of the Rings, but he's like one of the elves that one of the evil ones that showed him how to create the ring. Like, this has all the evil power you gonna ever need, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to fuck your life up. Take this shit and do greatness with it. And he did all of the things that he taught him with the step backs and the way his offense can run and him being the system. But you're never going to be anywhere. You're never going to get anywhere.
I mean, but yeah, I guess. Because I
he enabled that shit.
But I mean, D'Antoni enabled fucking Steve Nash. So I'm not. It's one of those things where it's like, I hear you, but that's that system. That system gets you up so to far. The conference finals. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, running and gunning with no defense gets you that far. That's how it works, bro. We've seen it before. It wasn't new. So it's like, who has ever tried to refine his game at the point where he was willing to listen?
Beyond Mike D'Antoni, I don't think anybody.
Because you see what I'm saying? It's like, at a certain point, bro, when I've been in this game 10, 11, 12 years,
you can't tell me.
Fuck you telling me, dog?
Yeah, I already know what I'm doing.
When I was 6 years in, being the MVP caliber player, but I was coming off the bench, that's when you should have been telling me what we needed to do to win a championship. But none of y'all don't know how to win championships. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, as we've said before, the organization matters. The whole infrastructure of this shit matters. If niggas is just banking off of your talents, and we marketing that shit, and we running, better, we making it to the playoffs and all this other shit. We just
trying to make money off of you, bro.
That's
you
it.
Our cash cow.
We not worried about championship. We don't care about that. We marketing, bro.
You are our cash cow.
So, I can't put it, I can't make it an accountability issue because they don't know what they was doing. They basketball players.
Okay.
There's only so many Kobe's. There's only so many Rondo's. I keep saying Rondo because they put Rondo and LeBron in the same thing. But there's only so many cats that, nigga, is looking at the game in that way.
In a cerebral way, I can break shit down every time.
Bro, so cats, if you was athletic enough and got this far off athleticism, you're not tripping off of the play. Nigga, fuck the play.
There's a lot of guys I can talk about. I need to do that right
It's
now.
Like, fuck the play, bro. Break down, nigga. I'm going to take it to the rim. That's it. Or I'm going to do my two-step. Nigga, it is what it is. I'm going to get the ball in the basket because that's the name of the game. It's not... I don't give a fuck about flow. I don't give a fuck about rhythm. None of that shit.
Actually, just to be... I could take this to a different conversation. I think that's what separates SGA and Fox when they talk about how great those teams are going to be. Thunder are really, really fucking good. Mm-hmm. But I think they just have a better complete team than the Kings apparently do. But when you look at those two stars, mm-hmm. I would take Fox mainly because in those moments where I need nuance from mm-hmm. you, I need you to understand.
Understand the moment.
Who to attack, why you need to attack him, who to get the ball to. Mm-hmm. I need you to understand all of these little things on defense, blah, 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 blah. Getting other people in the right position. He is that guy. He's a real leader of a team. And because he's the leader of the team and he's the best player on the team, the rest of the team is going to follow suit every year that he progresses. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can bank on that.
Yes. And I'm glad you said Fox because you brought in a championship coach that can tell you the things that need to refine your game to get you to where it is.
We saw that take off last year because of that. Mm-hmm. The organization matters.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm following you. And, you know,
in James Harden's specific case, like I said, bro, at that moment when his star, nigga, took that fucking bend up, nigga, and the beard was everywhere, you couldn't tell him nothing at that point.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not his fault, bro. It's just the way the life worked.
Yeah,
he
take wide receiver diva to basketball, and like he really owns that shit.
Yes.
Like, I do what I say.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
That's real shit, but it's like, but who's going to tell him not to? You feel me?
At this point in your career, my nigga, everybody should be.
Hey, well, nah, because y'all banked off me. Like we just said, bro, y'all just used me instead of shaping me and guiding me and trying to win championships and shit like that. Y'all gave me the money, bro, and used me to build it up. Yeah. So, nigga, here we are
A few months ago, this is where those conversations that the other platforms were having about them. Would you rather have, you know, $300 million or $50 million in a championship? Mm-hmm. And it's because of these conversations that we're having now. I would have took the money. I'm taking the money.
$50 million every time. The fuck? What a championship mean for me? Like that.
You meant other one. 300. Huh? You meant $300 million. You said 50.
I'll take 50 over the shit.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
$300 million or 50 with a championship. I'm going to take the 300.
Oh, I thought it was every 50 time. Over the championship.
No, 300. I'm taking
every time.
And that's James Harden's career.
Absolutely.
We brought you in to be our cash cow, and we paid you.
No, we didn't bring you in to be our cash cow. You turned into our cash cow.
And we paid you. Yeah. And that's all we expect from you.
That's it.
You don't have to be a champion.
That's it,
and
bro.
Now that your career is going down the chute, we're going to keep paying you because you did what we asked you to do. And that was it, you know?
We built off you, bro. We paying you off your passion. We paying you for what you did for us, nigga. Not for what you're doing tomorrow. You getting these big-ass contracts because, nigga, you earned them over the last over few years, nigga. With your viewership and shit.
Basketball politics.
Hey, bro, it's real shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's real shit.
A little bit.
But it's funny because it's like it fits in with that thing where people be saying that the NFL got a script and they showed the logo with the colors.
I'm glad you got into that.
And it was like, so?
What you mean so? It's
entertainment, it's real, nigga.
Yes, I was about to
it's
say.
It's entertainment. If what it's the fuck real, you mean?
Then that entertainment part becomes, you know, you got to put it in quotation marks where it's like people got to realize this isn't like going to a track meet and just, you know.
Yeah, you don't know who the
who
best
comes
is.
Out being the best. Bro, no.
It's entertainment, nigga. We shape this shit for the best drama. Of course, they still do things on the field, but we shape that too. That's kind of the point.
We try to, you know, guide this drama into a good, happy ending for all of us.
But the thing that I hate about the little clip that goes around is that it's like, nigga, there's multiple teams with them colors. So you're not saying nothing groundbreaking. Oh, it was, they were like, oh, it was purple and red, so it was these two. And it's like, nigga, how many teams got red in their color?
So look.
How many teams got purple? And I looked at the primary list before I said this.
How many was it?
It was like four.
Okay.
There's multiple.
What about with the reds?
Bro, there's like, all those colors, it's two to four teams with each color. Okay. For all of the colors that's there.
Because I was thinking.
And they're all, even if it's not their primary color, it's their secondary. Like, so it's, come
I
on.
I didn't think about the secondary, because
that's what I'm
saying. But I was thinking in my head, like,
purple is specific, So it's only two teams that got purple like that.
But I'm thinking if that really is one of their ways of, because, you know,
it's telegraphing.
Just, yeah, their own marketing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, if this was their own way, I would just love to get to the end of this year and see who it ends up being.
Yeah.
Because it could be in one of those people that fit the colorway, and it's just like, they fit our colorway. We kind of need it. We needed it to go down this way.
Right.
Well, no, that would be crazy if that's all it fucking takes. You know what I mean?
I mean, but it. I don't think it does. I feel like people just want to find connections when it does, when there aren't any.
Maybe, but when we sit here and talk about how rigged everything is, and we know to an extent that this shit is WWE.
As rigged as it is,
I want to see to what extent.
Okay,
and that's the only reason why I want to get to this end of this year and see if the colors match.
That's fair.
I want to see to what extent is this shit rigged.
I hope the Vikings get to the Super Bowl. that's all I'm saying.
You see the quarterback that they got with the story and everything going
crazy.
So it's building something. So there's either that or the Lamar. That's an either or.
That's great. I ain't
mad. And then you got your Patrick Mahomes or your Niners, and
or a whole bunch of other Reds, bruh.
Maybe, but they're the ones that you hear about on the every either or. So I can see it happening.
I ain't mad, bro. I'm just saying. I feel like
we know how rigged this shit is, too.
But I think my biggest issue is we'll spend. Granted, we talk about sports on this show and stuff, but we spend a lot of time talking about things like that when that shit has zero consequence on anything.
But this is why I want to know, because that dude said it and then put it out there for us just so we can see if it's even true.
It's just so we can ignore the racism in football.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Like, it's just so we can ignore the domestic violence issues that they be having in these sports.
Who was the one that asked about, was that, it was Charles Barkley with Adam Silver. It wasn't football.
Yeah, it was basketball.
Yeah, never mind. But he said that shit to him at the end of the call. It was like, hey, before we wrap up and go, I got this real serious-ass question that you have to break down.
That's some serious shit. Hey, but you know what? It's one of those things where it's like, I don't want Charles Barkley asking them questions for me, right? Because I feel like his follow-ups ain't going to be genuine. But
they're not.
At the same time, the fact that you even said something when niggas
and you know they don't want to talk about it.
Niggas gloss over this all the time. I feel it. But that's what I'm saying.
Such a weird moment, too, because you can tell. You can 100% tell nobody told him to do that shit. He literally said, hold up.
Hey.
I was thinking, you know.
But I mean.
We broke this down from there.
But it's a fair question because, nigga, you niggas keep getting arrested for shit.
So what are we doing about it?
It's a very fair question because why
is it a huge thing for the NBA to say, we don't condone domestic violence? Why do you need to say that to us? Because your players out here beating on bitches all the time. What are you doing about it?
Facts.
It's a problem.
That's real shit.
That was a problem. So thank you, Charles Barkley. Maybe he should be on CNN. You know, never mind. with the news and shit.
See, that's how the niggas get you, bruh. That's how the niggas get you. They say one cool thing.
One thing.
They say one cool thing.
That's why I sent you that thing with the dude on the podium. I don't know if you saw it. It was one of them nominees.
I saw the picture. I didn't watch it.
Ah, dude, he sounds great. He sounds really great. But he sounds like, for regular people, how Trump sounded for white people. Ooh. Right.
He ain't gonna make it.
Do you believe in him, though?
I don't believe in nobody that can stand on a podium and preach to me.
And talk that shit, bro. Hell no.
Y'all practice that.
I grew up in church.
Hey, facts. and then what fucked me up is when I found out that church was pre-planned.
We talked about that before. Yeah, you're right. Y'all get these sermons and these things from around the world everywhere. Y'all didn't just wake up with this on your mind from God. I was just thinking about this.
Y'all got it in the email. This is what you're talking about this week. y'all got it from the up top, bro. I understand. I see all y'all work, bro. Because it's cold when I know your sermon.
It was like, oh, he about to go into the... It's like, I shouldn't know that, bro. If this really God speaking to you, you should be like me on this show. You never know which way I'm going to go.
Definitely.
You should just play, nigga, what? Who's giving you we this didn't information? Plan that out.
It ain't always good either.
It's no.
Not every sermon is great.
Nope.
There's a lot of times we go to church and be like, damn, that was a good... He was preaching, wasn't he? And it hit you different than it would have the last 40 fucking weeks that we was going to church. Because it's organic that way,
yep.
You know. Oh man!
But yeah, we can't trust niggas that practice talking for a living. Like, what you got to do is get them to smoke weed and drink. It's awesome. Everybody should have one. Hey, now watch. We're gonna smoke the blunt, and you're gonna be like, "Why does it smell taste hella tobacco?" Oh. I think
that I've been looking for a new safe way to smoke.
This is the best
this
way,
is the
bro.
Way, huh?
Shout out to the homie that gave it to me. I wasn't even expecting it.
See, what I was thinking was I was going to get one of those little pen things that heat up, and I was just going to touch the weed with it so I won't have to, like, flame the weed with it. And then I was going to get, like, an ash catcher to, like, you know, and, you know, trying to keep it flower-based. This looks better is all I'm saying.
I'm looking at my I'm looking at the people. I'm looking at the people. Okay?
This looks a lot better is all I'm saying.
Me and the people on the same page. So it's okay, friend. Me and the people know. We hear you, but we like...
It didn't work. It's not gonna work.
I tried it.
Anyway, we gonna wrap up, nigga.
This nigga tried it.
Are we laughing at me now? We wrapping up.
All right.
Fuck y'all. I'm great.
Yo, I'm
Travy the Wonder.
This is Straight Dope Show. I hope you watched on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do, and we'll catch you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.